You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Presented by the Salvation Army, this Christmas you're invited to join our fight for the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or visit SalvationArmyUSA.org to donate.
The most interesting thing in tech is what we finally learned about how Silicon Valley will interact with the Democratic campaign. This has been one of the big questions. There's all sorts of tension. For one, Democrats, for the most part, are mad at Silicon Valley. So the candidates want to distance themselves from Silicon Valley. On the other hand, there aren't that many billionaires in the country who are Democrats. Billionaires are Republicans. And the ones who are Democrats often are in tech. So of course, the candidates want to be close to them. Another tension, everybody used to love Silicon Valley, and now everybody is mad at Silicon Valley, so a lot of the voters are quite upset, and a lot of the candidates have been pushing antitrust, which makes the CEOs really upset. So there's been all this tension, it's been this mess, it's been unclear, but now, finally, it seems like we have a winner. We know who is going to win the Silicon Valley CEOs, and it is Pete Buttigieg. He's been having fundraisers all over California with CEOs of tech companies. Reed Hastings, CEO of Netflix, hosted one. There have been some that are slightly distant, right? Sheryl Sandberg's sister has been supporting Pete Buttigieg. But he's clearly, to a degree that nobody else in the primary is, he's clearly working closely with the very top of Silicon Valley. So why did Pete Buttigieg win this particular micro primary? My guess is it's a couple of things. One, he is unambiguously intelligent. Many of the candidates are unambiguously intelligent, but Buttigieg is intelligent in a way that Silicon Valley likes. Secondly, one of the reasons a lot of people don't trust Buttigieg or don't think he should be president is because he's so young. He's 37. But in Silicon Valley, youth is actually prized. You know, Mark Zuckerberg ran Facebook, which is a task not that different from running the U.S. government when he was younger than Buttigieg. In fact, they were college classmates, so age is something that doesn't really work to Buttigieg's disadvantage. Third, as he's been described, he's kind of an old person's ideal young person. He has youth and vigor, but he doesn't really want to upset the status quo. He hasn't pushed for strong antitrust, for example. So it's a combination of his personality and his politics that have won over a lot of really important people. Now, of course, the question is this support going to help him? Certainly it'll help him financially. He's raising tons of money out there. But as word of it spreads, obviously it'll be something that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders attack. I don't know how it will play out. Probably it's a net plus, but I guess we'll find out in Iowa. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.